Hello, and welcome to the BNI Heartland Podcast. My name is Brandon Suba. I'm the Senior Area Director for BNI The Heartland. And today with me, I have a special guest all the way from Lincoln, Nebraska. I have Ashley Rediger with me. Ashley, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Brandon. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you. So one of the stories that I share in Member Success Program, and I will kind of share the story with other people that are in the trades and in BNI, is a fantastic place to find visitors can be trade shows or home shows, whichever kind of applies for your industry. And this was a secondhand story that was shared with me about the success that Ashley had. So at one point I thought, wow, what a great opportunity to maybe get the story from the source, being Ashley. And so we have the opportunity to do this podcast. And this is a continuing of helping chapters grow by maybe new ways of inviting or different areas to find visitors. And right now, as we're kind of getting out of that winter to the spring season, the trade shows are very popular. The home shows are big right now. So I thought this would be a great opportunity to get this on a podcast, and we'll get this out. So it's just something else that members can use as a resource. But of course, I always like to introduce the members that we have on these podcasts, just as we do at the chapter level. So once again, this is Ashley. Ashley's business is, I got to pull it up here, Remodel Nebraska. And that's a family-owned business that she's part of there. Previous types of jobs, she was a hairstylist. I must say, your hair, it usually looks pretty awesome. So I could
thank
I could
you. See that.
She has a daughter, Raven, who I've gotten to know personally over the last few years. I think Raven even knows me by name,
if yes.
I'm correct. That's cool. She lives in Lincoln. She's been there a little longer than 20 years. And one of her keys to success, I like this, is always be honest. And I'm sure that applies for life and for sales. But one of my favorite public speakers, he always says, be the person you are behind the scenes with everybody else. And so I even had to kind of step back and reevaluate, okay, if somebody were to watch me all day long in my office, would I ever do anything that'd be like, oh man, I wish there was nobody in the room. And normally I make it a pretty good day. I have good days more than bad. So I like that honesty side that you share. And I think that that can lead to success. So, well, Ashley, let's get started by you sharing. Give us a little bit of background of home shows or trade shows, what you experience and how often you go, that kind of thing.
Okay, well, background with home shows. Like you said, back when I was a hairstylist, would help my dad out at his business and go visit him at home shows. And so, you know, just getting to know different vendors, helping work the shows. And then when I actually started working for him about 8+ years ago, working at the shows. And, you know, at first when I started working them, I wasn't doing sales. I was just helping out. I was just an office person. And so, you know, it was just getting to know people and that kind of thing, you know, whether it was potential customers or other vendors. Because when you're working a home show, many times you're working all weekend
yep.
You know, or you're working a 10-hour day. And so it's like, well, I'm going to be here. Let's get to know the people around me. So I always just make it a point to introduce myself to the vendors that are around me and, get to know a little bit about their background story. And, the great thing is that I work so many home shows. So from, I remember one year in spring, I worked 14 home shows.
Whoa.
Yeah, our company in spring did 14 home shows. Now, some of those are just one day. Some of them are 2 days. Some of them are 4 days. So maybe I'm not working the entire show, but working parts of that. And so, you know, it's a lot, but it's some of the same vendors at some of those shows. And so you build relationships with those people because you see them every weekend. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, you get to know their kids, you get to know their family members, a little bit about where they're from and that kind of thing. And the thing that people think maybe, well, like, okay, I meet this person for the weekend. What does that really do? But I learned something at the Lincoln Home Show just 2 weekends ago that, you know, I was with another company before, company name, we changed, had some changes there. And, you know, I was a little bit concerned about that because people would go to the old booth and look for me and I'm not there.
Right.
And, but it was a really great thing and really, made me feel really good that I feel like I'm doing my job because, I would have other vendors say, yeah, I sent a customer to that booth, but they said you weren't there. And I said, no, I'm at this booth now. Okay, great. Give me your card because I want to make sure that they talk to you. And I thought, wow, like I didn't realize I had that much of an impact or that I had that, you know, I knew that we talked before and I say hi to them, but it's just building those relationships over the years and saying, you know, and that is a vendor that I've invited to B&I before.
Of course.
Been joined because of their crazy schedule, but they're interested and they want to, and they want to pass business my way, even though they're not in B&I. And so it's just great to know that building those relationships with those other vendors, what that can do. And because of that, I've had several people end up joining my group over the years from those invites, from those meetings, those conversations. And so it's amazing what it does.
So it's funny because we talk about the VCP process, visibility, credibility, profitability in B&I. And I think you summed it up or you defined it at the trade show level too.
Yeah.
You start going, you build the visibility with them. Mm-hmm. And then as they get to know you and you've built that credibility, well, a great example, the guy sent somebody to your booth, but you weren't there. Well, they want you to get that profitability because they know they trust you, they like you, they have the relationship, they value you, not just your business.
Yes.
So that's a great story to share that the VCP process, I always say it's more than just at your B&I chapter, it can go well beyond. So I think that really shows that relationship side of it.
Yes, absolutely.
Which then I think plays a big part into inviting them, right?
Yes, it does. It does because you build that relationship and it's like, hey, I'm guessing you want some more business. Mm-hmm. You know, I know a great group of people. You should come check it out and let me help you grow your business. So
on average, do you generally invite these people maybe that first 4 days at the home show and then afterward you give them an invite? Or is it usually the people that you've seen a couple times consistently at different trade shows, things on those lines?
You know, honestly, it's been both. I've had I have one person that joined from one show. It was a newer company in Lincoln. And I worked at the county fair with them about 3-4 years ago and walked by them, got to know them, handed them a card. And next thing I know, they're checking out the group and they were in the group for a while. And other times it's people that I've seen at several shows and have gotten to talk to and, you know, give them my card and then continue over the years to keep bugging them to come visit. And, you know, and again, some of the trade, you know, you get a plumber, you get an electrician, however they're busy during the day, it's hard to get them in and get them to join, but they'll definitely come visit.
Yeah, good.
Getting them to join because of their crazy schedules. So, but you know, I think it opens their eyes and, you know, they all seem to appreciate the opportunity to go because a lot of people don't know what it is, or I've never been to a networking group, or maybe we're interested, but we're scared. How do I go to one? How do I, you know, do I just show up? Does someone have to invite me? And so I think it's just presenting that opportunity to people to introduce them to B&I and what it's all about. And just a great chance, especially for new business owners to just meet other people. Because I think for me, when I first started working for my dad, I was in the office all the time. And so when I first was in B&I, they kind of put me in and I was just scared to death. I don't know any of these people. I don't, you know, what do I do? And I felt like, am I going to give enough referrals? Cause I'm not out all the time. I'm talking with customers and I'm in the office. And so, you know, for me, I've always said, you know, when you stand and give your, you know, your, what does B&I mean to me? For me, it's not just, getting referrals. It's meeting a group of people that I would have probably never met before, or had I met that group of people, it would have taken a lot longer for me, many more years to meet people in all those different areas to be able to refer others. So, you know, it's a great opportunity on many different levels for people.
So would you say when inviting these people, it's the keep it simple process, right?
I don't think you want to overload it too much. It's like, hey, you eat lunch, you know, like you know your business. How about I buy you lunch? We talk some business, you know? And bring your business cards and meet 20 some other people who, you know, may want to use your services, you know? So I think you keep it simple. Absolutely.
Awesome. No, that's fantastic. So is there a magic something you say or something you do that gets them to the meeting?
I wish there was, but no, there's not. You know, I mean, I think everybody's different and everybody has a different approach. And I think, in fact, I think I heard that in a BNI podcast one time that not everybody is the same. You know, different people are, some people are more extroverted, some people are introverted, and some people, you know, just in how your approach is with people. It has to be personal to them, I think. And I think that's part of it in why I've said that there's some people that I've gotten to know at many shows before I invite them. And there's some people that it's like, hey, you know, right away, let's get you in there because you've got the energy, you've got the drive, let's get you going. So I wish there was a secret to it all, but I think it's just, you know, it's, everybody's different, and just don't be scared to invite people because you never know what business is going to be helpful to your group and helpful to you and how you can help them. So
I definitely think that is a big challenge across the board is people will make the assumption, oh, well, this business doesn't need BNI or this person doesn't, yep, isn't the BNI type or something on those lines. And I'm just as guilty. I will say I'm just as guilty that I've done that in the past. But then I will see people join chapters and I just think, wow, I would never figure that profession would join. And just another member invited them, like you said, to come meet a few other people, expose your business a little bit. Yep. And then they see the value of BNI. I don't know if you are part of organizing the booths or anything, but do you know what the average cost of a booth is now at let's say a larger home show?
Yeah, that's a good question. Actually, lately that has been part of my job. So it all kind of depends. When we do a booth, we're usually doing, lately we've been doing like we do sunroom. So we have, mm-hmm, a sunroom trailer. So we're usually doing, you know, a booth is usually like a 10 by 10. We're usually doing like two booths. You know, I was just looking at signing up for a couple different shows. One of them was 500, one was 800, one was, you know, 1,000. It kind of depends on, you know, you look at the labor that goes into it and where the show is at and, mm-hmm, all that goes into, you know, there could be a lot depending. Some of the shows, you know, you get a landscaping person that goes in and they do five booths or something and the setup for it is several days. So
they build waterfalls. They'll build ponds and waterfalls.
It's unbelievable. You need to put it next to the sunroom. It'll be a great addition right there. Just show that off even more.
The reason I ask that is maybe for the members that don't do trade shows or don't do home shows for their business. And I want them to realize the investment for what could be 1 to 4 or 5 days,
yes,
is very similar to an investment for a year membership in BNI, if not a few years. And so don't hesitate to talk to people at trade shows because they've already made the investment for that week. They're in the market to invest into their business, which is what you want to find. So that's why when you invite them and they see the value of BNI and what it can do, and oh, well, that's all it costs, right? Which cost isn't everything. It's really the return of investment. But I think there's great value there because they're already investing into their business.
Absolutely.
All right, Ashley. Well, any final words or thoughts or anything you want to put out there to the listeners?
Good question. I think, you know, probably just don't be afraid to invite people, you know, kind of like what we were saying before. You know, I think it's just one thing I've learned is just you never know, you know, with anybody. And that person that walks up to your booth if you're working at a home show or that you meet out at the coffee shop or wherever, that, you know, just kind of taking the time to get to know people, because sometimes people are working at a coffee shop part-time, but that's not their full-time job. And that may be the key person that you want that is trying to grow a small business that they're starting and, you know, getting things going. And it might be you just getting to know them to say, hey, come to this group and they can, you know, pursue their dream as a hairdresser full time or, you know, whatever it may be. So, you know, it's just taking the time to get to know people and don't be afraid to ask. Cause a lot of times I think people want to be invited to things like that. And maybe they're just scared to take the first step cause they don't know the rules of it or how it works. Mm-hmm. And, the worst that happens is they say no, you know?
Yeah. No, and I always think with networking opportunities, I see visually, I see two different kinds. I see this open space bubble where you just stand around and talk for a few hours and you really don't know what to do. And then there's very organized and structured and it runs you through a meeting. And B&I gives you a little bit of both. Obviously, we have our open networking at the beginning. But to be able to be productive for an hour and a half to build your business and you're sitting in a meeting that you feel comfortable and everybody else is kind of walking you through it, then it's much more likely that that's a better way to grow your business than what you can experience where, I mean, I've done a coffee and contacts and I talked to two people and I didn't make any contacts. So, okay. Well, thank you again, Ashley. And for our listeners, as always, these podcasts are for you. So if you ever have a topic that you would like us to cover, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com. And we will do our best to cover that on a future podcast. Ashley, have a fantastic day today.
I will. I'm getting ready to go to my leadership meeting in my BNI group. So
that's what I love to hear. I hope you guys have a great meeting. Say hi to everybody there. I think there's a few new faces I may not know, but for the most part, I'm sure I would recognize most of them. And for our listeners, I will look forward to talking to you on a future podcast.